Hey guys, as many proud dad stories as I share, I think it's only fair for, you know, for equal time that I share a what the hell, Abby, story.
Okay.
May I?
Yes.
Tell me, maybe I'm wrong here.
Okay.
My daughter was looking to go to a concert here in town, and the show was sold out.
Okay.
So she called me and asked if there's anything I could do. I said, well, there's nothing. If it's sold out, it's sold out.
Yeah.
But on a whim, ever since I went to that Dodgers-Padres baseball game a couple weeks ago, I've been really checking out SeatGeek a lot. So I went down to SeatGeek to find if there were any available tickets for her at this show, and sure enough, there were.
Okay.
And they were standing room only. Not great, but still, she just wanted to get into the building.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I'll do something nice.
Yeah.
And I plopped down. It wasn't a lot of money. But it was like $120 for two tickets with all the taxes and the fees and And I sent her the link just as a surprise. Like, hey, go have some fun.
Oh, nice.
Let your dad, even though you're 26, let your dad buy you a ticket to a show once in a while. You can go have fun. You and your friend Alex work so hard. Go have a nice night out on me. I didn't say, here's what it costs you.
Right.
Tell Alex to send me a Venmo. I just said, here, have some fun.
Right.
And I'm not saying this for any other reason but to explain why I'm even bringing this up in the first place.
Okay.
So, Abby and I, again, she's 26. She's my oldest. She lives here in Del Mar. Julia, my baby, lives in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Abby texts me and says, would you want to go see Beetlejuice on Friday?
Uh-huh.
Of course I want to see Beetlejuice on Friday. I love going to movies with my daughter.
Yeah.
I said, of course. I'm wide open. Let's do it. Within 10 seconds of me hitting send, I get a Venmo request for her for $14. And I'm like, oof.
Okay.
What?
Wait. Okay, so she asked you to go to the movie.
Same day I bought her this ticket.
Okay.
Two tickets to her show.
So you bought her over $100 worth of tickets.
I bought her two tickets with services and fees, $126.
And said, here you go, go have fun.
Yes.
Then she said, hey, Dad, do you want to go see this movie with me?
Yes.
You say yes, and then she Venmo requested you $14.
Within seconds. Now, I haven't responded to her yet. I have not sent her the $14 yet.
I think you hold out on that one.
But part of me is like,
my gosh.
I feel like saying, well, I guess how I started this whole thing. Abby, what the hell?
Yeah.
I don't mind going halvesies. I mean, she's a working girl.
Yeah, but you.
I wanted her to save her money. But, I mean, the same. It wasn't even a half hour later.
Uh-huh.
At least wait a day. Right before you send me the $14 bill for my movie ticket.
Right.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Did you tell her you bought the tickets from SeatGeek? I mean, does she know that you physically?
Well, yeah, because you have to transfer tickets over to her.
But did she think that maybe you got them from someone?
All right.
And not realizing that you actually paid for them.
Everyone just hang on. Okay.
I never thought about that, Jess.
Hang on. I'm checking out the text exchange right now. They're all gone, so I got you two tickets on SeatGeek and standing room only. Oh, my God, what? You didn't have to do that. So what? You wanted to go.
Oh, then she didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, she should.
Oh, my God, what? You didn't have to do that. So what? You wanted to go. Let Dad do this. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. Smiley face heart.
And you owe me $14.
$14?
That's funny.
What?
Yeah.
Now, part of me is impressed that my former wife and I raised this young woman to be responsible with her money and to be upfront and when she thinks that she's owed something. But
I know. But
I mean,
still.
Read the room.
Yeah, I know.
I just spent $120.
That's funny.
That is good. Oh my God.
I'm just gonna let it marinate in her mind.
Yeah.
Maybe after a couple days before where's my $14?
Right.
She'll be able to think. You know what? Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Yeah. I agree. I love it.
All right. Coming up very soon, will you be the person we send off to see Blake Shelton in Vegas? Another chance for you with our KSON Sneaky Sound Send-Off. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.